This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hello there, folks. Welcome. On this broadcast, I'm going to do a podcast for you of an app called Blindfold Sound Search. This is an app that was done by Marty Schultz. It is currently in the iOS App Store. And basically what you do is there's a few different sound packs, and you can actually, you hear a sound, and then you swipe up and down, and then you find the corresponding audio tone that matches what it tells you to match. So I'm going to have the iPod Touch, which I'm using, which is iOS 9.3.5. I know it's old and outdated, but it works so far. Enough of that. Anyway, I'm using an iPod Touch 5th Gen, iOS 9.3.5, and first I'm going to let the iPod Touch read the user guide about this app, and then I'm going to actually do a couple of demonstrations of the sound matching game, so you can actually hear how to play. I'm going to do about 3 or 4 moves of that game. Once you do good enough, you can actually post your scores to Twitter. That's one of the features it has. And later on, this game will mention in-app upgrades, etc. And before I do the main demonstration, I will actually go through the help section and tell you about some of the things you'll see in the help menu. So without any further ado, here is the Blindfold Sound Search User Guide.
Overview. Blindfold Sound Search is a fully accessible puzzle inspired by matching games and animal sounds for both sight and visually impaired people, designed for rapid audio play. There are several types of games in Sound Search. Name that sound improves your skill at matching an animal with its sound. Find That Sound is a matching game where you must remember the square where the animal sound is located. There are several sound packs available for this game, such as animal sounds, national anthems, everyday sounds, and musical instruments. In this user guide, the games will be explained using the animal sound pack. Name That Sound. This game starts with 3 animal names listed on the left side of the screen, and their sounds, listed randomly on the right side of the screen. Pick one of the animal names on the left by swiping up and down, and then swipe right. To hear each animal sound, swipe up and down. Once you think you know the match, tap twice. You get 2 points for each correct pick, and lose 1 point for each wrong pick. To look for a different animal, swipe left to go back to the animal list. You can tap twice at any time, and the game will check the match between the name you most recently heard, and the sound you most recently heard. The level is over when you matched all 3 animals to their sounds, and you move on to the next level. In the next level, 2 more animals are added. The game is over when you reach 25 animals, or you run out of animal sounds. You'll need to get some of the animal sound packs to get past level 3. In this game, there are several different sounds for the same animal, such as both a dog whining and a dog barking. Each game will have an animal in it only once. You won't have both the dog whining and dog barking in the same game. To hear the spelling of the animal's name, swipe down with 2 fingers. Find That Sound. The Find game is a matching game set out in a grid. Each animal sound is located twice in the grid. Your goal is to find matching animal sounds. The grid starts out with 3 animal sounds in a 2x3 grid. Move somewhere on the grid and tap twice, and you'll hear animal sound. Move somewhere else, and tap twice again. You get 5 points for each correct pick, and lose 1 point for each wrong pick. Once you pick the first animal sound, you must pick a second animal sound. You cannot cancel a match, that would be cheating. Prior to picking the second animal, you can hear the animal you selected again by swiping up with 2 fingers. When you found the matching pair for each of the 3 animal sounds, you advance onto the next level. Each time you move up a level, 2 more animals are added. The game is over when you reach 25 animals, or you run out of animal sounds. You'll need to get some of the animal sound packs to get past level 3. In this game, there are several different sounds for the same animal, such as both a dog whining and a dog barking. Each game will have an animal in it only once. You won't have both the dog whining and dog barking in the same game. Sometimes the grid will have empty spots at the bottom right. Level 3, where there are 7 animal sounds filling out 14 spots. The grid is 3x5, with 1 unused, or empty spot, at the bottom right. When you move your cursor to an empty spot, you'll have a word empty. In the settings screen, you can enable a drum sound whenever you have picked the first animal sound, which shuts off when you make your second pick. Time to name that sound and time find that sound in the time game, you have a fixed amount of time to complete the game. Normally, you get 10 seconds per animal, so if the level has 7 animals, you have 70 seconds. You can change that in the settings screen. When you complete the level on time, you get an extra point for each second less than the level time. If you don't complete the level on time, the game is over. Levels. When you complete a level, you'll be rewarded with an animal fact. To hear it again, swipe up with 2 fingers. To post your score to Twitter or Facebook at the end of a level, tap twice with 2 fingers. Sound packs. This game comes with 2 small sound packs, animal sounds and sampler. To learn about other sound packs, such as common animals, animals of Asia, national anthems, everyday sounds and musical instruments, read the sound packs guide. To post your score to Twitter or Facebook at the end of a level, tap twice with 2 fingers. Settings. The settings screen has several sections. In the first section of settings, you can change how the game performs. Refer to the common features guide for more information.
Okay, that completes the help section on this game. Now I'm going to go back, exit out of this, and...
Done. Button. Help and user guides. User
well,
guides.
Some of the stuff you'll see in here is the Sound Packs guide. You'll see common questions and answers, or FAQs. You'll see what is the Blindfold Games app. And some of those things you can check out at your own convenience because the app is currently available for download for by anyone. So I'm going to exit out of this.
Done. Button. Done.
And since I have all the sound packs, I'm going to go all the. I'm going to navigate across the main menu now, so you can hear what's on the main screen here. So we go up to the upper left hand corner. We have
resume game. Blindfold sound search. Resume game. Button.
Let's see.
Blindfold sound search menu.
Okay. Here we go. Now we have
resume game.
Resume game. Button. Obviously, that's self-explanatory, but I'll tell you. If you started a game and you want to resume it later, you use that button.
Selected. Name that sound.
I'll be doing name that sound for the demonstration purposes. A couple rounds of that. And then next we have
find that sound.
Find that sound, which was explained in the help file.
Time name that sound.
Time name that sound, which was also described in the user guide.
Time find that sound.
Time find that sound, which was also described.
Everyday sounds. Tap to change. But
that is where you can actually pick between the sound packs that you've already purchased by double tapping where it says everyday sounds, tap to change, or the current sound pack that you may have selected by default on your device.
My scores. Button.
My scores button allows you to actually hear your current scores in progress.
Help.
There's
button.
The help button where you can actually go back in and read the user's guide or the other associated stuff.
Settings. Button.
The settings is self-explanatory. When you go in there, you can actually customize voices and other factors which you can read up on your own.
Buy or upgrade game.
Buy
button.
Or upgrade game is where you can actually go to buy with the go to procure the in-app purchases.
Buy or upgrade need, game.
That
button.
You may need. So now I'm going to go back to the main menu here.
Resume game.
And go to
selected. Name that sound.
Name that sound and do about do one level of it or two so you can hear what it sounds like. Here we go.
To go back to the main menu, swipe up with three fingers. Starting name that sound. Sound is champagne cork popping.
And now it says sound is champagne. As you can hear, it told me what the sound was, so I swipe right until I hear the actual list of sounds to pick from, and I double tap on the corresponding one, like so.
Wrong. The more you try, the better you'll get.
Oops.
Sound is champagne cork popping. Sound is pinging a glass. Sound is champagne cork pop.
Must be that one.
Congratulations, you got it right. Keep improving. There are two sounds left. Sound is pinging a glass. Nay, no match. Keep plugging away. Sound is pinging a glass. Sound is glasses clinking in a toast.
Ah.
Perfect. Pick the next sound. Only one item and one sound left. Sound is pinging a glass. Now you've got the hang of it. You completed this level in 5 moves and earned 4 points. Your game score is 4 points. And the fact for completing this level is... Faber-Castell is the world's largest pencil manufacturer, and Ray Bradbury even named a character in Fahrenheit 451 after them. To move to the next level, swipe up with one finger. You can post your scores to Twitter at the end of any level by tapping the screen twice with two fingers.
Now I'm going to do one more level for you guys so you can get the hang of it here.
Starting level 2, this level has 5 sounds. Sound is glasses clinking in a toast.
So now I'm going to pick out that one.
You're learning fast. Take another shot. There are 4 sounds left. Sound is champagne cork popping. First rate. Go again. There are 3 sounds left. Sound is zipper. Now you've got the hang of it. Keep up the good work. There are 2 sounds left. Sound is sweeping the floor. Tremendous. Do it again. Only one item and one sound left. Sound is pinging a glass. Good going. You completed this level in 5 moves and earned 10 points. Your game score is 14 points. And the fact for completing this level is... Before the invention of erasers, writers and artists used breadcrumbs to erase mistakes. To move to the next level, swipe up with one finger.
Well, folks, I'm going to end this little broadcast for now. If you have any questions about any kind of games that Marty's wrote, you can send Marty Schultz an email to marty@blindfoldgames.org. That's marty@blindfoldgames.org. If you want to leave me feedback, you can send me email to josephweakland@att.net. You can find me on Threema or Heytel, or you can follow me on Twitter with @joewakland1027. Have yourself a good day, y'all, and thanks for listening, folks. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.